Got no dog in the fight, don't even really know who the hell this person is, but there's a lot of stories getting around about the old mate. So, let's go down the Diddy rabbit hole.
For all of them, it don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed, that's all. And that virgin hole I was telling you about, right, because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no. I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you,
girl. As cliche as this is starting to sound, you just gotta appreciate how ironic it is that Cat Williams has been right about Diddy being a creep all along. And now, Cat is bringing more receipts to show this Diddy P runs much deeper than y'all think it does. Since Diddy's homes got raided last week, so many things have resurfaced, showing how Diddy has been about this life for decades, and he has not been in it alone. Allegedly, Diddy has many accomplices in the industry, and these aren't even nobodies. These are important figures, Hollywood royalty. Cat has made it his mission to expose Diddy and his cabal, and he has not wasted time in bringing some new evidence into the mix. Allegedly, Diddy's so-called accomplices are the reason why he's in this mess, and they're not going to stop until Diddy goes down. So, who did Cat expose as Diddy's industry accomplice, and are they really why Diddy is caught up in this battle? Let's break it down.
Sean Diddy Combs can't seem to escape the spotlight right now, and the federal investigation into any connections to an alleged operation is creating comparisons to other infamous figures like Jeffrey Epstein and R. Kelly.
Y'all should have listened when Cat Williams said everything that happens in the dark will be revealed this year because, baby, it's just the first quarter and we've already seen so many things. As y'all know, Cat has been on a mission to expose the creeps and the snakes in the industry, and one of them is, of course, Diddy. In his Club Shay Shay interview, Cat predicted that this is the year Diddy finally gets exposed and people thought he was playing.
All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way.
He even talked about how he had to walk away from millions many times because he didn't want to party with the likes of Diddy.
They offered him $50 million and he turned it down. Who gonna turn down $50 million? Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about, right? Because P. Diddy be wanting the body, and you gotta tell him no. I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. That's why I can say them.
So, to see everything playing out the way Kat said it would is crazy. By now, y'all must have heard about Diddy's homes getting raided by Homeland Security last week, and Diddy allegedly fleeing to some private island and leaving his kids behind to get handcuffed by police. It's a whole bunch of crazy stuff. But for those of you who somehow missed the show, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, March 25, three of Diddy's homes in Miami and Los Angeles were raided by officials from Homeland Security Investigation. According to a rep for Homeland Security Investigations, Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners.
Welcome to the show.
We will provide further information as it becomes available. Footage from the raid showed several officials around Diddy's homes. In one of the videos, we actually see Diddy's sons, Justin and Christian, being in handcuffs, as is customary for raids like this. This raid is allegedly related to trafficking allegations that have been brought against Diddy in the last few months. As y'all know, the first of these allegations was made by Cassie in her November 2023 lawsuit, where she accused Diddy of a decade of abuse, manipulation, and control. In the lawsuit, Cassie said Diddy usually forced her to be with other men for his pleasure, and that they would organize freak-off sessions where she would be pumped full of substances that made her unable to consent to whatever Diddy wanted. He also allegedly put his hands on her, blew up Kid Cudi's car when he found out she had been talking to him, and made her carry his firearm and purchase prescription medication for him. Diddy settled with Cassie for an undisclosed amount within a day of her filing the lawsuit, probably hoping to keep everything down. But it had the exact opposite effect because folks immediately started guessing that for Diddy to settle so fast, he probably did the things Cassie accused him of doing. Cassie's lawsuit opened the floodgates for other alleged victims to also bring a lawsuit against Diddy for violations ranging from trafficking to drugging people and taking advantage of them. There have been four lawsuits lawsuits after Cassie's, the latest being from Diddy's former producer, Lil Rod, who worked on Diddy's Love album. Lil Rod's lawsuit accused Diddy of S trafficking, RICO offenses, and many other twisted things. But more importantly is that Lil Rod's lawsuit accused several other people of working with Diddy, including big names like Christina Coram, Diddy's chief of staff, Sir Lucian George, Universal Music Group CEO, and Ethiopia Habta Mariam, former Motown Records CEO, who were all listed as co-defendants. Lil Rod also claimed that Diddy once bragged about using his connections to people like T.D. Jakes to redeem himself from all the negative media attention he had been receiving because of the lawsuits. Well, Cat Williams also agrees with the idea that Diddy is not alone in this, and he has lots of friends in high places who participate in these things with him. Cat recently shared a clip on his Instagram story featuring Diddy in an old clip from the Nickelodeon show, All That. In the clip, two young boys are asking Diddy how to wake their friend up after all their previous attempts have failed, and Diddy suggests they put a toy helicopter in the boy's pants and remote control it.
And he's still sound asleep. What are we gonna do? I don't know. You know, in situations like this,
yeah,
I always ask myself, what would P. Diddy do?
What would P. Diddy do?
Well, I don't know. Hey, let's ask him.
Oh, okay.
P. Diddy?
What's up?
We can't wake up Shane.
Try cymbals?
Yep.
What about sour milk?
Didn't work.
Tell you what. Take this toy helicopter. Put it down his pants.
All right. We'll do it.
We'll do it.
Come on, Mustin!
Didn't work. He's still asleep.
Try this.
Shall I? By all means.
That's obviously a very disturbing clip, and it's weird enough that Diddy read the script and agreed to do it. But maybe it shouldn't be all that surprising given Diddy's history with young boys like Justin Bieber and Usher and all the things he allegedly did to them. What's even more disturbing is that someone on Nickelodeon made the script and approved it, and apparently this person was Dan Schneider. If y'all have been following the news, Dan Schneider and some other Nickelodeon executives have been outed recently for taking advantage of the child stars working with Nickelodeon. This came after the release of the Investigation Discovery docuseries, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, which spotlights allegations of abuse and mistreatment going on behind the scenes of y'all's favorite Nickelodeon shows. Cat Williams seemed to imply in his post that Dan Schneider is one of Diddy's accomplices in the industry. Oh, but there's more. Remember that rant where Cat called out Diddy and Jermaine Dupri for being P-words?
What's happening, Puff? I'll be back to you if JD ain't had enough. Yeah. Jermaine Dupri, king of as if you ask me, baby.
Well, as y'all know, Jermaine Dupri has been accused of violating boy band Criss Cross, and he allegedly used to take them to strip clubs and groom them. Now, there's no proof of any of these allegations, and Jermaine has denied them while replying to a question on the matter, saying, "You must be out of your effing mind. At Buzz Forever, I should sue you for writing this disrespectful ish on my page. F out of here." But we know how these things go, and it sounds very similar to Diddy being accused of messing around with people who worked under him. Diddy's former backup dancer, Tanika Ray, shared a video on Instagram where she talked about how her experience with Diddy was horrific and traumatizing.
I have a family member who I want you to hire them as an intern. Yeah. And I have never talked about this publicly. And then the internship stopped abruptly, like 3 or 4 months into it.
Yeah.
And I spoke to my family member, like, well, what happened? And they wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Years later, they finally came out, and this is a male, Puff had said, come home, stay the night with me, or the internship is over. And absolutely not. And the internship ended. But from there, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. You know, we all have stories. Seriously, we all have stories. Mine is horrific, and only 5 people know it. And I probably will never tell it. But it's, since then, I've been like, yep. And I also am very intimately aware that you tell your truth, and you become victimized over and over and over and over and over. And mind you, I then interviewed him many times. I have a lot of stories, y'all. I've been in Hollywood for 25 years, maybe longer, 30. I got a lot of stories, unfortunately. Maybe I'll write a book one day. But it just is so traumatizing that women just want to live every day and feel safe. And when we revisit and revisit, we live in a state of victimhood. And nobody wants to live there. So for those of you like, why didn't you say something then? Because we just want to live. We want to be happy. And we really want to forget the trauma. So,
there's that. She stitched a separate video of Diddy being accused of taking advantage of an intern, and also she didn't share the details of what happened. The caption said, "If I told my story in 1996, then what? I just knew to avoid him at all costs. Yes, I danced for him and kept my space. I was on the Vote or Die airplane and kept my space. I interviewed him for his projects and kept my space. Nothing that is happening is surprising." What's interesting is that Diddy allegedly played a smart one and shielded himself from all this by getting recordings of all these big names who allegedly frequent Diddy's parties and participate in his freak-offs. In fact, an insider said the raid on Diddy's homes was to search for cell phones, cameras, laptops, and other electronic devices that recorded the alleged blackmail tapes. That is mentioned with the names of Stevie J, who is mentioned as a victim of Guy Blackmail's Tapa, in addition to Cuba Gooding Jr. and Young Miami, who were mentioned as alleged active participants in Puff Daddy's recent lawsuits. 50 Cent also confirmed the rumors that Diddy has blackmail videos in an Instagram post where he asked to buy these tapes of Diddy. 50 was referencing the allegation from Lil Rod's lawsuit, claiming that Diddy had hidden cameras in every room in his home and hours on hours of video and audio recordings of all his guests engaging in illegal activity. In the post, 50 added a screenshot showing a news clip of a highlighted section of Lil Rod's lawsuit that read, "Mr. Combs had hidden cameras in every room of his home, has recordings of several celebrities, artists, music label executives, and athletes engaging in illegal activity. These individuals were recorded without their knowledge and consent. Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person who has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties." 50 then captioned the post, "Shaking my head, this is gonna be so good. What you wanna bet? I'ma get these tapes. I'll pay top dollar for them. You've been over there? I don't go to Puffy parties." But 50 Cent didn't stop there, because he then went on to make a bunch of posts that seemed to imply that Jay-Z might be one of Diddy's accomplices. Like this post where 50 shared a missing milk carton image of Jay-Z with the caption, "LOL Puff said the ninja ain't answering his phone, LOL. In another post, 50 shared a photo of Jay appearing to wave with the caption, "Here is Jay-Z last reported seen waving at Puffy Jet." Now, the idea that Jay-Z and Diddy are two peas in a pod isn't new. There have been many speculations in the past of Jay being on the same level or even worse than Diddy when it comes to being a creep. Some people have even thrown in the P word here and there because of Jay's weird obsession with dating girls who are either still in high school or half his age. From Beyonce to Aaliyah to Foxy Brown, Jay has been accused of liking him young and fresh out the cradle. In fact, a new video has resurfaced of Jaguar Wright talking about how Jay was lying with Rihanna when she was 15 and that he gave her herpes.
I understand why people keep talking about that. It was forever ago. They were both very young, and he had just had his first herpes outbreak from her giving him the herpes.
Ooh, my.
Like, how, you know what I mean? Like people don't understand what happened that night. And that's because Jay-Z worked so f***ing hard to change the narrative of that night. Now, Rihanna was only 14, 15 when he started f***ing her and signed her to death chair. It's clear to say that the herpes that she had came from the person she had been most involved with, and that was Sean Carter.
Jag was referring to the time when Chris Brown accused Riri of giving him herpes when they were dating. And according to Jaguar, Chris's allegations were true because Rihanna actually contracted herpes from Jay. Now, anyone who knows Jaguar Wright knows she has had it out for Jay-Z for a long time now. We can't even begin to unpack all the things she has said about him. However, in one of her interviews, Jaguar talked about how Jay and Diddy are connected and have been connected since way back. In another interview, Jaguar talked about how Jay-Z is like Diddy, just smarter and meaner, and that's why he has not been caught.
Sean Carter is worse.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
He's smarter. He's patient. He's not sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Just even lining up people he calls friends and stepping to the side while they get hit by the guillotine for 30 years.
But then there have been rumors flying around that Diddy is ready to snitch on all his accomplices because he sure ain't going down alone. Jag hopped on live recently to talk about how Diddy has allegedly turned over tapes of Jay and Beyonce attending his freak-off parties to the feds.
Diddy done turned over tapes. Allegedly? with the Carters is some freak out and the Beyonce high on the cocaine. And the tapes had jizz all over it. Hold on.
And honestly, it's not that much of a leap to believe Diddy will snitch on his guys because the rumors about him being a rat didn't start today. Y'all remember how, in 2022, leaked screenshots of Kane's conversation with Diddy started circulating? In the screenshots, Kanye was calling Diddy a f- and telling him off. You texted Puff, "Come do something illegal to me now, please." And Puff responded, "As soon as I land, we'll meet face to face. Send me an address." To which Ye then responded, "Ninja, F you, you f-." And then check out this interview where Kanye calls a bunch of rappers fake hard and accuses them of cutting a deal with the
kidnap my daughter in public, and I didn't have the address of my child. None of these want to say something
Travis
now.
Travis gave you the address, though?
Travis gave me the address. All right. But as far as Meek Mills, Puff Daddy, whoever, none of these, all you fake hard.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. All you fake hard. You know what I'm saying? I don't get because you can't shoot nobody anyway. And the reason why you got talks because you did a deal. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to come at me, because part of the deal for you to be a daughter and get out of jail is that you promise that you're going to go pull my co-car. So shut the about me. Now, let me say it calm. Shut the up about Michael.
Right.
We know how Kanye always goes on these little rants where he says things that seem like they don't make sense. But you have to remember that when people start calling out certain industry figures, they get labeled as crazy, addicts, or criminals just to discredit them. So maybe it's time for us to start paying attention to what Kanye has been saying about these people. Because if y'all recall, he talked about how he can say the things he says because he hasn't sold his soul to the Illuminati for fame or money. Speaking of people who sold their souls, Young Miami is now being accused of selling her soul to Diddy and being one of his accomplices. For context, Young Miami appeared in Lil Rod's lawsuit when Lil Rod accused her cousin of improper behavior with him, which he didn't consent to. On Monday, March 25th, Lil Rod added 25 additional pages of information to the lawsuit, and this addition implicates Young Miami as one of Diddy's, you know, circle. The document accuses Young Miami of being Diddy's supplier of a substance called pink or two, which is a combination of coke and ecstasy. Diddy allegedly has a taste for this substance, and his designated mule for transporting the stuff is a man named Brendan Paul, who is supposedly a former Syracuse University basketball player. Brendan Paul is also reported to have been arrested at a Miami airport shortly after the raid of Diddy's home there. However, the document then says Brendan is not the only one who transports this product for Diddy. Young Miami also does sometimes. It reads, "Plaintiff and the Combs Rico Enterprise were rehearsing for Something in the Water Festival in Virginia. Plaintiff Jones personally witnessed Mr. Combs do a few lines of in his dressing room. Defendant Sean Combs wanted but Brendan forgot it, so Defendant Christina Corum called Young Miami, who then brought it on the private jet from Miami. Young Miami is also accused of being on Diddy's payroll as an S worker. Upon information and belief, Defendants Lucian Charles Grange, in his capacity as CEO of UMG, authorized Motown Records and Universal Music Group to provide financial resources to Defendants Sean Combs and Love Records through wire transfers to Defendants Sean Combs and Love Records accountant Robin Greenhill. Upon information and belief, Ms. Greenhill ensured the wiring, funds transfer, or cash payments to S workers were completed. According to Plaintiff Jones, Defendant Sean Combs bragged about having several women on a monthly stipend. According to Plaintiff Gines, the women who received these payments are Karesha Romeka Brownlee, aka Young Miami, Jade Ramey, aka Jade, Daphne Joy Cervantes Narvaez, aka Daphne Joy, who were paid a monthly fee to work as Mr. Combs's S workers. Now, Young Miami has not directly addressed any of these allegations, but she has been on Twitter dropping a couple of, well, weird tweets. First, she said, "This finna be a fun summer." Then, in another tweet, someone asked, "Where Karesha at?" And she replied, "Right here. What's up?" A lot of people felt like Young Miami was kind of maybe a bit too excited for someone who was just implicated in a lawsuit that has the feds all over it. Added to that, Young Miami has made some statements online that make it seem like she for sure participated in whatever Diddy had going on. Like this tweet where she said, "If I wanted you to eat my pee, Diddy would have had you on your knees, girl. You a eater." So, I mean, it's not surprising that folks started speculating that maybe Karesha was so excited because she's talking to the One person said, "She must have cut herself a deal already." This one said, "LMAO, Karesha called the violence. What's even more interesting about this whole Diddy situation is the creepy message Suge Knight left for Diddy from jail. Suge basically told Diddy that he needs to be careful and his life is in danger because of the secrets he knows and the little secret room they participated in.
I tell you what, Puffy, your life's in danger because you know the secrets, who's involved in that little secret room you guys participating in. So, you know they're going to get you if they can. It's a little crazy how Puffy get booted out the alcohol business and Jimmy Iovine steps in with Andre and Snoopy promoting it. It's never a good look when it comes to culture of hip hop and for our community, our people. I turn myself in. Sometimes you gotta face the music. That's most of the time. Puffy, I'm gonna give you some real advice. Two quick things. You gotta make a decision. When you go to prison, either you're gonna be standing up pissing or squatting sitting down pissing. I advise you to try to take the first one. Because you know, if you're squatting pissing on the seat, you know what that means. Oh yeah, by the way, do not do your time going by Brother Love. Brother Love is not a good code name for prison. I'm out.
From what Suge said, folks assume Diddy must have some very damaging information about certain figures in the industry that might cost him his life, especially if he ends up in prison. But as far as Gene Deal, Diddy's former bodyguard, is concerned, Diddy will never be in jail because he won't be able to handle it. In a recent interview, Gene said Diddy would much rather off himself than go to jail.
And you knowing him, do you think it's possible that he might commit?
When you're a narcissist, there's always a possibility because you're suffering. But I don't think that he can see himself in a cage. I don't think he can see himself behind those bars in those type of situations. It's too many real dudes that dislike him. But then again, there's a lot of real dudes that need help. And him being buying bars, he could probably help him.
Now, we don't know if Diddy is actually going to face criminal charges or go to prison, for that matter. Still, sources in law enforcement seem to believe he can't escape it, with all the dirt Homeland Security supposedly already has on him. Honestly, it just seems like Diddy doesn't have anywhere to hide right now because everyone is turning against him. For example, former Motown Records CEO Ethiopia Habta Mariam is allegedly ready to testify against Diddy in court in exchange for her name being dropped from the lawsuit. So it looks like it's really game over for Diddy. Meanwhile, fans are fully on board with Cat exposing Diddy. When I think of all the false arrests, harassment, and public lying on Cat Williams, the more it seems like he really took one for Team Truth. Maybe the a-holery will stop if it is exposed. Cat is one tough cat. Sometimes the truth hurts. Cat was 100% correct. 2024 is Diddy year of exposing. But now I want to know what y'all think about Diddy and his accomplices getting exposed. Sound off in the comments below and check out this next messy video.
Yeah, well, like I said from the beginning, I don't really have anything to do with it. I wouldn't even know a song. I couldn't even freaking think of a song that this Diddy dude does. Diddy dude does. But I thought I'd come across a really good documentary about the situation anyway to educate myself a little bit. And I thought I'd share it with you all. That's what I thought I'd do on this one. You all take care, you know what I mean? Bit of an update about Diddy Dua. Wouldn't even know one of his songs, guys.
you okay? So, Eddie, you okay? Are you okay, Eddie? Eddie, you okay? So, Eddie, you okay? Are you okay, Eddie? Eddie, you okay? So, Eddie, you okay? Are you okay, Eddie? Eddie, you okay? So, Eddie, you okay?
See you next time, guys. Take care.